Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. I'm your host, Alex Clancy. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. So the season is over. Where do we go from here? The first thing that I want to talk about before we reset on Monday of next week with Bo Brock and myself is what my nightmare scenario would be. What is the nightmare scenario, in my opinion, for the Arizona Cardinals for the 2020 season? That's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm Alex Clancy. With the amount of money the Arizona Cardinals have to spend, between 70 and 80 mil, give or take, in free agency next season, what is my nightmare scenario? Paying players that are currently on the roster a large chunk of that money. So that would namely be Larry Fitzgerald, Patrick Peterson, and DJ Humphries. Larry Fitzgerald to a lesser extent, because if they do bring him back, it'll probably be for 1 year, $11 million, which is what he's been paid the last couple seasons, fully guaranteed. Patrick Peterson and DJ Humphries are the two that I'm most worried about. Patrick Peterson still has one more year on his deal, and the Cardinals, in essence, could wait throughout this year, coming up the 2020 season, and then franchise tag him the year after if they want. Or if he plays well in the first couple games of the season next season and they don't want to extend him, they could trade him. But what I'm worried about is that Steve Keim's going to sit down with his buddy Patrick Peterson and be like, hey, just write on the dotted line how much you want and we'll give it to you. You want to be the highest paid corner in the league, pushing 30, coming off a 6-game PED suspension? Sure, buddy, whatever you want. That would be the worst case scenario in my opinion. Do I need Patrick Peterson off the roster? No, it doesn't have to be so one-sided or the other. But paying him 50-plus mil guaranteed or whatever he's going to want, I think would be a huge mistake for the future of this franchise. If he wants to stay with the Cardinals, if he sees something cooking and he wants to be a part of this Vance Joseph defense and he sees the young pieces and he wants to be a mentor and he wants to take maybe $15 or $20 million less, which I don't see happening, sure. Load him up. 30 mil guaranteed, sure. But giving him that large top dollar amount, I think would be a huge disservice for the future of the franchise. DJ Humphries, this one's even trickier. Because DJ Humphries played all 16 games last year, the first time in his career. It was his contract year. And sometimes those two words, contract year, you get something extra out of a player that you haven't really gotten before and you maybe won't get after. A contract year is 1 year, 16 games, for a player to show exactly what he truly has in the tank when giving 100%. Now, that's not to say that football players don't give 100%. Don't mince my words here. My point is that there are cautionary tales, more than there are not, for players that come out of seemingly nowhere to play much better than they did their previous year in a contract year to get that money, and then they kind of go back to where they were as the B-minus player before their contract year. So it's kind of a buyer beware situation, in my opinion, for DJ Humphries. It's the same situation as it is with Patrick Peterson, just to a little bit of a lesser extent. He's not going to get late Nate Solder or Trent Brown offensive lineman money. He's not going to get $50 million. Does he want to stay with the Cardinals? Does he trust Kyler Murray? Does he love Kyler Murray? Does he realize that Kyler Murray being under center or in shotgun behind him makes his job easier? Because Kyler's going to be scrambling a lot, which means the sack numbers, even though he was at the top of the league this year, I don't think the majority of it had to do with DJ Humphries in the left side. I think it was more the right side and Kyler putting himself in positions 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage where he didn't want to throw an interception, so he just took a sack. DJ Humphries, Patrick Peterson, and Larry Fitzgerald. It could be a nightmare scenario, in my opinion, if they pay a large quantity of the $70-plus million they have in salary cap space to the guys that are already on the roster because, as we saw last year, there are so many holes that need to be filled that it would be a huge, huge act of futility to pay those three guys the lion's share of what the Cardinals have to offer salary cap-wise for the 2020 season. Coming up, I'm going to give my postseason awards for the Arizona Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Locked On Cardinals. Be right back. Are you the type of fan that knows football so well that you could choose any game and call it? Well, MyBookie is the place for you because they let you turn all your sports knowledge into cash in your wallet. Between football season, NBA, and the start of college basketball season, it's time to get off the sideline and get into action with MyBookie. Tired of watching games for your couch and have nothing to gain at all? MyBookie wants you to get your mind off everything else and back to the game. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to a grand. That's simple. $1,000, $500 free money. $2,000, $1,000 free money. Just enter promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Once again, promo code LOCKEDON to take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Welcome back, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. So, my postseason awards. I've got a couple, and they're kind of a mashup of real awards for the NFL and yearbook awards and, like, seventh grade basketball awards. So, I'm going to start with the latter of the three. The seventh grade basketball award, the most inspirational player. The most inspirational award usually goes to somebody that's the 11th man or 12th man on the bench. Somebody that screams loud, that, you know, pats his buddies on the back, say, hey, good job, or, you know, tell them to keep their head up. Usually a coach's favorite. This guy who won the most inspirational award for the Cardinals is a focal point of the offense, but his inspiration is shown just by his sheer grit, his practice ethic, his work ethic, everything that he has shown over the last decade and a half of playing in the NFL. Most inspirational is Larry Fitzgerald. And this is not a diminishing award for what he did this season whatsoever. This just shows he leads by example. He's an inspiration to all the kids that he plays with, an inspiration across the NFL for, if you love the game that you play, you respect it, you practice the right way, you play the right way, you don't get into fights, you just keep your head down, you play hard. Most inspirational goes to Larry Fitzgerald. The most likely to succeed, I'm going to go into the yearbook realm here. The most likely to succeed award for the Arizona Cardinals 2019 is Budda Baker. He showed flashes of brilliance over the last half of the season. It's tough playing safety in the NFL, especially at his size. Not everybody just jumps out and they're Bob Sanders or Ed Reed. It took them, those two, a while to get into the groove of the NFL. But we've seen flashes. It started on Thursday night against the San Francisco 49ers when he lit up George Kittle twice. George Kittle could fit Budda Baker in his pocket. He lit up George Kittle twice, one of which I don't think took George Kittle down just because of his sheer size and girth. But Budda Baker has shown flashes of brilliance both in leadership, coverage, and the ability to hit somebody, the ability to tackle. And moving forward, in my opinion, especially on the defense, he is the most likely to succeed in the future. That's why he gets the most likely to succeed award. The Unsung Hero Award. This is kind of a fusion of all award shows. The Unsung Hero is somebody that doesn't get spoken about a lot, but because he's doing his job, people don't have to talk about him. And it usually goes to a lineman with that setup because the offensive lineman and defensive lineman weren't really talked about, especially offensive linemen, 10 or 15 years ago. Well, if the running back isn't doing well, then it's the running back's fault. And if the quarterback isn't doing well or getting sacked too much, it's the quarterback's fault. Fans are more intellectual about the game than ever before. The offensive line and defensive line have definitely come into the forefront of the landscape where, hey, if the running back isn't doing well, maybe it's the offensive line's fault. If the quarterback's getting sacked, it's probably the offensive line's fault. When you don't hear about a specific offensive lineman for the majority of the season, you know that he's the unsung hero of this team. The unsung hero is DJ Humphreys. Not getting heard about, not having your name spoken about with ill content, with malcontent, is a good thing for an offensive lineman. The right side of the line, Justin Murray, J.R. Sweezy, Justin Pugh, when they were on the right side of the line, those are the names that we've heard the majority of. Mason Cole AQ Shipley, not so much about DJ Humphries. DJ Humphries, the unsung hero. The rest of the awards will come up next on Locked On Cardinals, including an award named after the player that I'm giving it to, because I could not think of an award to make up for this person, even though he deserved one. That's next on Locked On Cardinals. Are you the type of football fan that knows the game so well you could choose any game and call it? Well, MyBookie's the place for you, because they let you turn to all your sports knowledge and turn it into cash in your wallet. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag, because no one gives you more ways to win. You tired of watching the games from the couch with nothing to gain? MyBookie wants to get your mind off everything else and back into that game. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. Just use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Once again, that's promo code LOCKEDON to take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Final segment, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. So I'm going to continue my postseason or end of regular season Arizona Cardinals Player Awards. Last segment I did Unsung Hero, DJ Humphries. Most Likely to Succeed, Buda Baker. And Most Inspirational, Larry Fitzgerald. I have two more awards for you, one of which is MVP. And this is going to two players. It probably should just go to one, but it's going to two. It's going to Kyler Murray and Chandler Jones. And you'd think that I would say that Kyler Murray would be the one that it should go to. Not so fast. Chandler Jones is the MVP of this team, but the NFL works a little bit differently. His numbers are astounding, especially without any real help pass rushing besides himself. He gets a lot of double teams. He still gets those sack numbers. He has the most sacks combined over the last three seasons in the NFL. Chandler Jones is a vision. And hopefully the Cardinals this offseason will not only bring in an interior lineman to help kind of weather the storm a little bit with blocking schemes, stunts, etc., to give him a little bit more freedom on the outside, but also bring in another pass rusher so he can have a friend, whether they would stack one side of the line and bum rush the offensive tackle and offensive guard from one side or come off from both sides. They need to bring in another young pass rusher and either draft or sign an interior defensive lineman in an effort to help spring Chandler Jones loose to where sack numbers could go a la Aaron Donald when Ndamukong Suh came in and kind of plugged up the middle, but still needed more attention to allow for Aaron Donald to get on the outside and wreak havoc like he did 2 years ago. Chandler Jones, co-MVP. Kyler Murray, what is there to say about this guy? 3,500 passing yards, over 500 rushing yards, only 12 interceptions, lost very few fumbles. Kyler Murray is everything we thought he would be through year one and more. His ability to throw the ball down the field with such accuracy is something that shows what kind of like what Patrick Mahomes did last year, even though Mahomes sat for a full year, so we got even more of a head start. Kyler has shown that he has the eye for small windows only when he can fit the ball in. Not like Matthew Stafford and Sam Bradford and Aaron Rodgers to a certain degree, where they think that they just have a stronger arm to get the ball through before DB gets there to close up the hole. Kyler Murray actually has the capability to have restraint, but also pounce when he knows that he can throw the ball down the sideline with a very small window. Kyler Murray, excited for the future with him to be the franchise quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. He and Chandler Jones very well deserve together the MVP of the Arizona Cardinals after the 2019 season. And my last award that I'm giving away, and it sounds weird, but I don't care. It's called the Jordan Hicks Award. And I couldn't think of an award to give to him in the traditional sense of the word, even though these awards are all over the map and definitely not traditional by the normal sense. But Jordan Hicks deserves an award, and I just named it after him because he was such a nice breath of fresh air on the defensive side. Take Chandler Jones away. Patrick Peterson played fine the last couple days of the season. Buda Baker's getting better, but he's not there yet. Jalen Thompson showed flashes. Byron Murphy showed flashes, but he gave way too many touchdowns to wide receivers when he was the nearest defender. Jordan Hicks led the NFL in tackles for the majority of the season, ended top five, I believe. I believe he finished fifth. Jordan Hicks was a low-impact, potentially high-ceiling player on a team-friendly deal, and he did not disappoint. This was a home run by Steve Keim. This was a great talent evaluation. And hopefully, in year two of Vance Joseph's 3-4 defense, they can bring in some more able-bodied linebackers to help him in coverage. That is something that's going to be paramount. And you've seen me talk about three holes on the defensive side, not even touching the secondary, in the last 5 minutes of podcast time. Linebacking core was the severe weakness going in on the defensive side, even more so than the secondary, whose oldest player when Patrick Peterson was out was under 30. And yes, when Robert Alford comes back, Byron Murphy's going to get another full training camp, Jalen Thompson the same, Buda Baker, etc. But the linebacking core in a 3-4 defense, in coverage or in pass rush, is paramount. They are the middle of that defense. And it is, again, of huge necessity for the Arizona Cardinals to go out and get some help for Jordan Hicks. But Jordan Hicks wins the Jordan Hicks Award, and I wouldn't want to give it to anybody else. Alex Clancy, Locked On Cardinals. We'll talk to you guys on Monday.